When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
A microphone
and a phony at the mic.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I just go with what I do.
Incorrect. Wait for it. And I hope you're hungry because the second half of this word is edible. Incredible.
Jeff Lutz.
Have you ever been nominated for anything of the year?
Yeah.
What?
Man of the Year by the NCAA. I didn't win it, but...
Oh, my gosh.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't touch that guy.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Max Power, producing, engineering, 869-1240. I just got confirmation. We have a Utah guest for next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
We are booked in.
Awesome. Who
next
is it?
Next week we'll talk Houston, Iowa State, Utah, Arizona, and then next Friday we'll have both our KU and K-State football preview.
Who's our KU guy now?
You don't need to worry about that.
I'm not worried. I'm asking.
You don't need to be concerned about
it. I'm not concerned. I'm asking.
You don't need to ask about it. How's that?
You don't have anybody booked right yet. Interesting.
I'll get them booked.
Fitz and who?
We'll figure it out.
All right. Can't wait.
What I've got is everyone else.
So you're kind of resting on your laurels. It's just, we'll get KU, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Who are you going to text? Who are you going to message?
I'll figure it
Who's
out.
Who's our KU football guy?
I got three or four on the hook.
Good. Mark Ewing?
They want to come on. But we'll have them.
Yeah, they're all clamoring, I'm sure.
So, baseball tonight. Royals begin a series at Cincinnati. I think they look at that and say, we can get this. Hold on, Royals. You don't know
you
what you're getting
stop.
Into.
You need to stop.
Cincinnati's getting better.
You need to stop.
No. Just the Cardinals are awful.
Okay, but...
But Cincinnati is getting better.
You said that this is concerning, and I think you've gotten there or you're close to getting there. It wasn't the Royals looking good. It wasn't the Reds getting better. It was the Cardinals stinking up the joint. Four games in a row.
No, they played terribly, as I just said. But the Reds are better.
They're
the Reds.
The Reds
have a good team. They're getting better.
No, they're not.
Their pitching's pretty good. They've shored up some defensive issues they've had, at least recently. And Spencer Steer is hot. And Ellie De La Cruz is going to be a perennial all-star. And they
Should
got
be.
Some people. And the Royals should not go into that series thinking, we got this.
I don't think they would. But again, I think...
And you shouldn't go into your series with much hope at all. Because Milwaukee will beat the pants off of you.
Bring it.
No, really.
Yeah, really.
You're in trouble.
No, we're not.
Have you ever played in that stadium?
Yeah, we had home games there before.
How'd you do?
Wonderfully. We play well in that stadium.
I predict Milwaukee wins that series.
Okay, I predict they don't.
Really?
We got Williams and Live.
You're
going
to go in there and beat the Brewers.
At least twice, yeah.
Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Brewers aren't that good. I think, who's pitching tonight? Savali, and then they have Freddy Peralta. I can't remember who's pitching Sunday.
Well, listen, you're in trouble
Hauser,
Saturday.
Is Hauser still on their team?
Because it's Bibee and Peralta.
Yeah, it's a good matchup.
And then Sunday, you might as well not even go to the ballpark, because that one's Lively and Ray.
Colin Ray.
He's 10-4.
Yeah, he has basically the same numbers as Lively.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been very good lately.
You might as well
call
it a day.
I was about to text you the other day, but your team's so bad that I don't want to rub it in. But if the Guardians,
you think I don't know that.
But I don't want to rub it in. I don't. But if the Guardians figure out this starting pitching, and Boyd and Cobb looked great against the Cubs, well, watch out, folks.
Well, it's sad to
see
you.
If they get a rotation, watch out.
It's very sad to see you get your hopes up. It really is. Well,
Matthew Boyd looked great. And Alex Cobb looked very, very good. And he's a proven guy anyway. So I do have a lot of hope.
Yeah, he's proven he's average.
Alex Cobb?
Yes.
No, he's much better than average.
By the way,
he was an all-star
average
last year. And he beat us in a playoff game. This guy's had a long career. He's been valued. He's made some money. He's pitched for teams that have had success.
He's a million years old.
He's 37. And he's still throwing 95, so who cares?
His career, 78 and 76, which screams average.
Yeah, wins and losses are what matter.
With a 3.85 earned run average.
Which is quite good.
ERA plus of 106, which is about as average as you can get. I wish you the best with him, but let's calm down.
You know what? You know who's not average? Carlos Carrasco, Tristan McKenzie, Joey Cantillo, Logan Allen. So if we can get 106 ERA plus for the next
I believe we have Virgil on the line. Hello, Virgil.
Really? Already?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Virgil, you're killing our Mo.
Thanks for interrupting Jeff and all that insanity. So we want to do the Fantasy Football League again. You've been our commissioner forever. Jeff has some concerns. He wants to change up something. Jeff, what is it you want to change up?
Let's get off standard scoring. We're all old enough now. We're experienced enough that we can handle, you know, real fantasy football and tenths of points for yards. We're grown ups, so let's move into the.
Why are you so insulting with your request?
Let's move into the 21st century.
Why are you so insulting with your request?
Well, I think Virgil thinks that we're just idiots, and he gets 79 yards, he gets 7 points, and we move on. And there are ties. I mean, let's get things moving, Virg.
So you want to use fractional points? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
No, we can do that. I might even move it to a different site. I've got a new site called Sleeper that's been really good for a couple years.
Oh, Bob is not going to like that. So
what is that?
Sleep? You don't know?
No, what is it?
I'm just telling Virgil, Bob is not going to adapt very well.
Yeah,
and you won't like Sleeper. It is a good site, but no.
Well, what is it? Okay, tell me about it. I'm not some 900-year-old man.
But I know you.
Why won't I like it?
It's too much change for you. And you'll have to do it mostly on your phone. I guess you probably do anyway.
Yeah, I do everything on my phone.
But okay, Virgil, sell them on Sleeper.
Yeah, I like Sleeper. I really do. I'm doing four leagues on Sleeper. They're very customizable. It's really easy to draft. You can draft on your phone. It's just a lot easier to make transactions. And plus they offer you a daily fantasy if you want to do that as well. So it's just an option to look at. We don't have to do it. We can go back to ESPN standard.
Well, he's made a good point. He's made a good selling point to me.
He has. What do you like about that?
It's easier. It sounds like it's easier.
It won't be for you.
On ESPN, I have trouble finding things sometimes.
You do?
Sure.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't have a specific.
I want to see this. I want to see the switch to Sleeper, and I want to see how Bob handles it. So let's do it.
Well, that'll give him a built-in excuse for when he finishes seventh.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know that I need any built-in excuses. I do very well in fantasy football. I mean, if you took the last 5 or 6 years, I'm right there. I'm better than Jeff.
I've had terrible luck in this league.
See, Virgil even agreed
with
that. I
get injuries every – I mean, it's just tough out there. Plus, I try to draft a little different.
When it happens every year, is it luck or is it just the norm?
It's bad luck.
No, it's a guy can't do it.
It's absolutely bad luck.
It's a guy. It's proof that a guy just doesn't have it.
If I'm in the playoffs,
now Virgil's somebody that year to year is pretty good. I feel like I'm in that category. I don't think you and Duda
Virgil's
are.
Virgil's won this thing like 12 times.
You and Duda aren't very good ever.
Okay, well, I'll beat you in the league this year.
Well, you can say that you want.
Put something on it.
I don't need to put anything on it.
Exactly.
So we'll do the Sleeper app and go for it. And I'll get 10 guys, and we'll be at Side Pockets sometime, maybe next Thursday evening. Are you free next Thursday?
Actually, Wednesday works better for me. If we get done by 8:30, I can do Thursday. But we should be done by then.
We'll start at 6. We'll be done by 8:30 if we start.
We've got some late night activities going on.
Yeah, we got that Brandy Bowling League starting.
There you go.
We'll start at 6 next Thursday, Side Pockets.
Yeah, we need to get Bob back into bowling.
Bob's done bowling. I'm done golfing. I'm done bowling.
He's doing shuffleboard now.
That would be a good activity.
Sports from now on. Just fantasy sports from now on,
Thank you, Virgil. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Good luck. We'll see you guys. Take care.
All right.
Thanks.
I don't know why you think I won't like change.
I just don't. I don't see it, but you can prove me wrong, and I'll be happy.
Well, what's the difference? We're still going to draft, right?
Yeah. But it is a little. It's kind of tough to figure out. I mean, it's not that hard. But I think you, after so many years on ESPN, I just don't think you're going to enjoy a switch, any switch.
Well,
that's just me.
We'll see what Duda says.
All right.
We'll let him.
When are we going to talk to Duda next?
I don't know. I don't know why he's not responding to you. I don't think. Here's my theory. I don't think he cares for you that much.
He doesn't. He doesn't. And he was mad yesterday because I told him he wasn't needed because we had David Michael Hahn, which we had previously discussed. I told him that. He was kind of a short communication, but it happened. And he said, oh, well, you got to figure it out then. And I said, yeah. And then I guess you told him after that he was needed. And then he was mad. And
I told him after what?
That maybe he was needed Thursday, which that wasn't communicated with me. So I had to tell him that he, again, wasn't.
Well, this is where you fall short.
And he was upset.
This is where you fall short.
And he called me a liar, and it's not good. Yeah, not good.
Called you a liar?
Yeah, he said, no, he didn't talk. And yeah, we did, though. It's all good. We did talk. And I did tell him about David Michael Hahn.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is not good. You got to do a better job communicating.
I asked him a question about Shorty. He replies with IDK. It's like, I'm trying to make a connection here. The guy's just, I've never seen someone more uninterested.
Well, this is like you're trying to date a girl and they're just not giving you the time of day.
I have a connection with Duda and Shorzy, but
at some point you have to realize this just isn't happening.
Well, you know, I get it.
And you're checking your phone? I mean, you'd so desperately want him to reply.
No, I don't. I mean, there's nothing there with dudes and, you know, the sooner we all figure it out.
It's not we all, it's you.
The sooner we all figure it out, it's probably going to be better for
us. He's figured it out.
He's figured out that there's nothing.
He's got nothing for you.
He's got nothing, though. He's got nothing for
you. For I feel any. Like I have a great relationship.
How so?
I just feel
you
like
don't get
I do.
Anything from him.
Of course I do.
What?
Cookies.
When he wins bets or loses bets.
He's texting me and, you know, asking me about things.
When's the last text you got from Duda?
A week or two. But, I mean, the guy's busy.
He's not that busy.
Now, I just got a message on Messenger of somebody who wants to play fantasy football.
Somebody we like?
I don't know him. But I'm going to put him in.
Shouldn't he have to call?
No. I'll tell you what. If you're a person... If you are listening to the show right now, we ask that you give us a call at 869-1240.
Yeah, I don't.
I have.
I don't think you just mail in a request.
I have two openings left. And to get in, well, I might just have one.
It looks like you have none because it looks like you've written 10 names down.
I got 8 written down. So, and that includes this guy from Messenger. 869-1240,
he's not gonna
IHOP
call.
Hotline. What do you mean he's not going to call?
He's a big wig.
You know him?
I know of him. I've probably communicated with him before.
There's no... Listen, pal, let me say this right out of the chute.
I'm a big wig.
There's no big wig.
Right.
You know
See?
What I'm...
Do you want to be predictable? Is that what you're going for?
Well, let me just say that don't you act like, well, he's a bigwig.
But I'm saying he's not calling. You're on the show already.
You know why he's not calling? If he doesn't call? Because there's a bigger wig here.
There's already a bigger wig here. That's why.
Right. Very good for getting it.
So you do want to be predictable?
No.
Okay, well, change it up.
But
then,
when you tell me this guy won't call because he's a quote-unquote bigwig, my response to that is, give me a break.
Well, let's hear from him then. I'd be more than happy to, again, be proven wrong on something. But I'm usually right.
Well, I don't know if this guy's a bigwig or not.
He has something to do with something that seems important. Not saying he's a celebrity by any stretch of the imagination, but he's running with crowds.
He's texted me before, and I appreciate that.
Good.
This guy is as down to earth as it gets, and here he is. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Well, my son's calling you some kind of bigwig. Is there any truth to that?
You know what? Depends on what kind of loop you run in, but maybe.
Yeah, there's something there.
Well, there you go. So you're interested in playing fantasy football?
I would love to, yes.
All right. Well, leave your information with Max, please, when we're done here, and we'll loop you in, okay?
And I ask what you mean by information. What do you think people are leaving with Max? Phone numbers?
Hopefully a phone number.
Email address?
Hopefully a phone number for now.
Okay, good.
I mean, that's pretty
Social
basic.
Social Security number? I'm just asking.
Pretty basic. Jeff, why do you listen to this show?
Because of you, Bob.
Why do you listen to this show?
Because of you.
There you go. That wasn't even rehearsed.
No, so high-pitched, there's no truth to it. Because of you!
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, thank you. We'll get with you, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, yep. There's another player. And I haven't heard from Shannon, but I've written his name down. Do you want to...
Shannon's in.
I don't know if Shannon's in.
He's in. And he'll owe me. He'll owe me one.
That guy, Jeff, doesn't come across as a big wig.
No, absolutely not. No, he was a fun guy.
Why do you think he's a big wig? I'm just curious.
Who'd you write down? Oh, no, I was thinking of somebody else.
Who are you thinking of?
Jeff Bowling, is that his name?
Oh, Jeff Bowling?
Yeah.
He lives in Lawrence, for crying.
I didn't know.
And he's not a big wig.
But he runs in crowds.
All right, time for a break. You've embarrassed yourself again.
How so? You can't read your writing?
You're just not informed enough. You're trying. I give you
credit. I don't claim to be that informed.
You do try, but you're not there yet.
What am I misinformed about?
It's not very informed.
Wouldn't it be cool if Jeff Bowling played with us?
We'll be back. Bob and Jeff, KFH.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Baseball season starting to wind down a little bit. We got the wind surge. 3 more games at home this weekend. We'll be out there tonight with members of the League 42 Vipers, champions
Exciting.
Of the veteran
Fidelity
division.
Club?
No, can't afford that for everybody.
Well, I don't
it's
know.
A special occasion.
I don't know if maybe they blocked it out for
My
you.
Wife and I will be up there very soon.
Good.
At the Fidelity Club.
This is my second and final game of the series.
Really?
Yes.
Tonight?
It is.
Don't have Saturday or Sunday.
And didn't have Tuesday or Wednesday.
Huh. They starting to phase you out?
No, I got a bunch more. I got like 11 more or 10 more, something like that, in the final.
Well, that Springfield series, week after next, is the one that I'm going to be there for 2 or 3 of those.
Good.
I want to see what the Redbirds have. I you know, I'll be a Cardinals fan till the day I die.
I understand that.
And while I'm unbelievably disappointed, boy, Bernie Miklas is just my saving grace. He does a YouTube thing now. I look at it every day. We're pretty much on the same page with what we think the Cardinals need to do. I don't know how you couldn't be on the same page. It's time for a makeover.
Yeah, I agree.
We haven't said that. And did you hear the last time they've had consecutive losing
seasons? Yes, I had seen that from
Jason. Tell me what you think about that.
That's solid. That's good.
It's a winning franchise. Because they weren't very good in the 70s. And they weren't great for the early 90s. But to think that it's been 1958 and 59, that's before I became a Cardinals fan. In my lifetime, in my 62 years as a Cardinals fan, from the age of seven,
I get it.
I've never experienced back-to-back losing seasons.
That's wild.
Well, I think that's... regardless of the team, that's pretty amazing.
I would agree. I'm looking it up. I obviously Jason Stark's not going to be out there being wrong, but just because you mentioned the 70s, they went 72 and 90, but then 83 and 79, and then 69 and 93, but then 86 and well, 81 was a strike shortened year, but 80 and 81 they did. Yeah, so the
81's a strike year.
That's what I just said.
We're talking full season.
I get it. And yeah, he's right. Which is pretty impressive.
But they're a game under now, and they have just a ridiculously difficult part of their schedule coming up. They're at home, but they're against the Dodgers and Brewers. And then they go on this crazy road trip where they have very little chance of succeeding.
Sorry to hear that.
And you just make what are you going to do?
Well, you're just going to take it game by game. You've dropped. Are you at 500 or one below?
One below.
Not good. Still somehow in second place in that division, but still well out of the playoff picture.
Yeah, they got the Dodgers and Milwaukee at home. Then they go to Minnesota. Then they come home to face the Padres. Then they're on the road to face the Yankees. The Yankees and the Brewers, then home against Seattle and Cincinnati, at Toronto. They got Cleveland still to play.
Well, that'll be tough for you.
There are no soft touches.
No. That is a backloaded schedule if I've ever seen one. Especially with all the out-of-division games you have to play. Not to mention playing the only good team in your division, the Brewers, a bunch of times.
You say that, and while I mostly agree, there's no real bad teams. The Pirates hit a wall for whatever reason. They just can't hit. So many teams in baseball can't hit.
I agree.
And baseball's got to figure this out because, in my opinion, now they're talking about a minimum 6 innings for a starter with some stipulations.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Just take the DH.
No, it's okay. It's okay to start looking at this.
Okay, but just lose the DH if you take out your starter before 6. That's the that's an easy solution.
Well, then your players' union isn't going to want that. So
why would they want fewer relief pitchers?
I don't know. You've got to look at it. I don't know if you. But the problem in baseball right now is that everybody who comes in from the bullpen is relied upon for no more than an inning, and they're coming in and they're throwing 98 to 100, and they're viewed as expendable. If they get an arm injury, we got 19 other guys that can do this.
Sure.
And that's they're cattle. Relief pitchers have become almost inconsequential in the
game.
That's
when you have good ones
while being some of the most important people. Does that make sense?
I guess, but it's hard.
They're important people, but
you're not going to
run through them.
You're not going to replace Emmanuel Clase with just some stiff in AAA.
You can replace him.
He's having maybe the best reliever season
in the
history.
And next year he might have the worst.
No,
that's
he
how
won't.
This stuff operates.
You can't hit him.
In the bullpen. You watch. Next year, Emmanuel Clase will be in Class A. Well, that was good, wasn't it?
It's awful. Maybe on a rehab assignment, but we don't hope for injuries.
That just happened. That just came through my brain.
Yeah, but it was dumb because he won't
class
be.
Class A and class
Why
A.
Are you jealous?
I view you as jealous.
Of what?
You couldn't think of something like that.
Oh, that would have been the easiest thing I ever thought
here's,
of.
Here's Jeff. Emmanuel Clase will be the greatest. It's so dramatic. And then you got a co-host here who's able to pick that up and say, no, he'll be in Clase will be in Class A.
Good. You want to bet $1,000?
You don't understand my point.
No, you don't have a point.
There's a point to that.
He had a tough year last year.
Right.
Which wasn't really that tough. He just
in a good year this
ran
year.
Into some bad luck.
He'll probably have a tough year
He had
next
a great year 2 years ago, and he's had a
tough year.
Unbelievable year this year.
And he'll have a tough year next year. That's how relievers work. It just is. Nothing against him. He's the best in the game right now. But next year, you can't depend on that. Just like the Cardinals can't depend on Ryan Helsley. That's why they should
His
have traded.
ERAs are 2.31, 1.29, 1.36. Last year he had a tough year, 3.22. That's worst
the
he's going to be.
Should have traded
0.64
Ryan
year.
Helsley at the deadline this year and gotten a package for him. You never know what you just don't know about these guys.
Well, you know about Class A. And he's not going to be in Class
A. So day-to-day with you. I hope the Brewers sweep you and you come in here Monday with your tail between your legs.
I'll be in first place still. It doesn't matter.
No, I know you.
I'm going to wake up tomorrow in first place. That's what I tell myself every day when it's true. Whatever happens tonight, I'm going to wake up in first place
if
tomorrow.
If it gets tight, we'll see how you handle it.
But I'm waking up tomorrow in first place.
We'll see how you handle it.
And I'm waking up Sunday in first place.
But I don't think you'll handle it well.
Well, there's a lot of ifs, and what's going to happen? It hasn't happened yet. They went through a 7-game losing streak, and they still have the best record in baseball.
We'll see. The Royals went to Minnesota, lost 2 of 3. Twins are pretty good.
You said you were going to apologize.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought the Royals would do better.
Recency bias.
Singer and Lugo didn't pitch well. Reagan's did. However,
and so, Pablo Lopez did, and whoever pitched.
I don't know, Paul DeJong went crazy.
Zebby Matthews
yesterday.
Pitched pretty well.
You know, you ripped the Paul DeJong acquisition.
Good reason.
He's been very good for the Royals.
Well, if he sticks with the Royals, that'll be the first time he hasn't been given up on in 3 or 4 years. So, congratulations.
He'll play third base a ton for them down the stretch because he's reliable defensively. He has some pop. And the Royals this is one of those acquisitions. You knew he'd be good for the Royals. He won't be back there next year. He was brought in for this year. And he's so happy to get out of Chicago. And he's a good guy, and he's got some ability. They didn't bring him in thinking, well, you got Paul DeJong now. We're gonna want to lock him up. No.
He's been a below-average hitter for the entirety of his career, so good luck.
Well, he's not a below-average hitter yesterday when the Royals needed him.
Well, nobody's a below-average hitter.
So congratulations
every day
to my friend Paul DeJong.
Yeah, I hope it.
No, seriously, I'm pulling for him.
Remember last year when he had 0.68 for the Blue Jays?
I'm pulling for the guy.
And then 1.84 for the Giants. That's Paul DeJong.
What's he hitting for the Royals?
He's 8 for 25.
Huh? That's 400. That's not bad.
320.
That's 400 in my book.
It might be.
What's his OPS?
612. It's 1,000.
Oh, 1,000?
And 6 at-bats.
No, 25.
Small sample.
What's his slugging percentage?
600.
Holy cow. And his on-base is 400?
You want to know what his slugging for the year is? 442. You want to know what his on-base for the year is? 285.
A good pickup
That's
by
Paul
the Royals.
DeJong.
Royals are happy with him.
Good.
I've never pulled for a kid.
I'm
harder.
Happy with them too.
Saw yesterday that Greg Kinn passed away.
Oh, Jack Russell.
Greg Kinn as well, friend of the show. We're sorry to hear that.
Oh, I don't know who Greg Kinn is.
Well, we had him on the show.
Okay.
Jeopardy.
I don't remember interviewing him either.
Well, we didn't interview Jeopardy. That's his, one of his big hits.
Well, I understand that. Did you see that Peter Marshall died?
Well, that was a couple days ago.
It was yesterday that we found out.
Well, I don't think that's accurate.
Well, that's when Ted told Max, and that's when Max texted Shane Dennis, and that's how that went.
Died August 15th.
As far as I know, that might have been yesterday.
98 years old.
Father of Pete LeCocq.
Who's been on the show. You know, we've been on so long now that everybody's been on this show.
A lot of people have.
We have stormed the industry.
We have a cavalcade
with the number of guests, prominent guests we've had on this show. And I'm tired of hearing others make that proclamation.
Who?
This show.
Who's making that
this
proclamation?
This show has better guests than any show in the history of this marketplace.
Marketplace? What marketplace are we in?
Jeff, shut up.
I'm asking.
You're like an anchor tied around me.
Did you mean
it? Seriously.
Did you mean marketplace?
I could do so much without you bogging me down.
You could misspeak or say something that no one understands.
In this marketplace.
What is marketplace?
We are in a market. This is the place of that market. Wichita is a market.
A marketplace is a grocery store.
Look up the definition of marketplace.
Oh, I'm about to.
Look it up.
I will.
And then resign.
Okay.
No, seriously.
I don't have a contract. But if I get one, I'll resign.
I thought you did sign a contract.
It was a while ago. I don't think it's...
No, it still stands up.
No, it doesn't. It's like a year. And Tony, if you're listening, I'll happily sign another.
Really?
Absolutely. I want that bonus.
I'll tell you what, if I got a better offer right now, I couldn't get across town quickly enough.
Tony's thinking about developing some things with me. It's not just this show. He wants me to branch out. An open space where a market is or was formerly held in a town.
Right here. This town's holding a market.
Don't think so.
I'm just reiterating that through our efforts, and when I say our efforts, I mean mostly mine.
Not all, and a lot of Jack Oliver, and a lot of me, and don't sell me short.
A lot of Jack Oliver in the day.
And a lot of Alan Ruffenganger, or whatever his name is.
Well, we have connections. Those are connections I've enhanced.
Good.
And we'll continue down this road of these kinds of guests, not only in the world of sports. I'm going to make a promise right now. Before the NBA season begins, Steph Curry will be on this show.
Oh, God. Why do that? You have no control over that. Zero. So you can't make that promise.
You're jealous, aren't you?
I'm not jealous.
You know who can't make that promise? You.
No, you can't.
You know who can?
Not you.
Me.
Not you. The only person who can make that promise is Steph Curry.
Why are you pulling against me?
I'm not, but I don't want you to let down our listeners.
What if I pull it off? Then what are you going to say?
Then I'll say congratulations.
That's it?
But if you don't, you made a promise and you broke it.
I don't break promises.
A sacred promise with our listeners.
I don't break promises. Let's look up our friend Pete LeCocq, former Wichita Arrow. My goodness, he's older than me. He's 72, and one of the real fun interviews we've ever done on this show.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't remember.
I remember that we interviewed him, but I have no idea what the content was. Of course I did.
Not really, but I did because I saw him play.
Max told me he throws away some of our interviews.
What?
Yeah, he said that Greg Kinn interview, don't have it anymore, got rid of it.
What happened, Max? Let's get Max on now that you've thrown him under the bus. What happened to the Greg Kinn interview?
First of all, I've never thrown away an interview. That was before I was in here. I was in the other room. I put everything into a separate file now. I have since,
okay.
I don't know how many years ago. If we interviewed him, I'd have it. I put Greg Kinn into the search thing on the podcast, and nothing came up.
I'd put Greg Kinn into our A-list group.
Yes, but I was running it
thrilled
then.
That we were able to get Greg Kinn. He had a moment where he was a big, big deal.
He was on in the morning in San Jose on KFOX. Listened to him all the time when I lived in the Bay Area.
Well, there you go.
Did you know Max claims to have gone to Boston University?
What do you mean claims? Max, why do you continue to stand up stick up for Jeff?
It's not a big deal. So it was just school.
Well, but it's not. No, that's not a big deal.
I mean,
but
we
the
can't,
fact that he holds.
We can't check records because we don't have his actual name.
He said you claim to have gone to Boston U. He didn't say, did you know Max went to Boston U? So there's some part of Jeff that doesn't believe you went to Boston U.
Some.
If I had to do it over again, I'd go to Emerson, but,
But that's not the point. Why do you stick up for Jeff? He shows you no respect.
That's okay.
I love Max.
I'll tell you, I get no respect, you know?
Hey.
All right. Anyway, Greg Kinn passed away yesterday. Jack Russell passed away yesterday.
Or
from Great White. And apparently I was not aware that I can't believe I missed Peter Marshall.
What do you mean?
I'm on everything. I know everything.
Then why'd you say that happened a few days ago like you knew?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Were you just making it up?
I thought it happened a few days ago.
Well, it happened yesterday.
Well, that explains why they were showing some highlights on TV yesterday morning. But
Hollywood Squares?
Yeah, and you know on my phone now, because everything you do on your phone gets recorded into history and they know exactly what you're doing.
Got
so
it.
they put up more of it. And I just, at times I'll just sit and watch Paul Lynde dancers on Hollywood Squares. And if my friend Ted Woodward's listening, he'll appreciate that.
He will. And I wish you could have spoken with him yesterday about Peter Marshall.
Because, well, it would have been a great conversation.
Yeah, for you guys, yes,
with
it would.
With you and who was your co-host yesterday?
Who was it?
J.R., what's his name?
Yeah, J.R.
What's his name?
You know his name.
Help me
Stop
out.
It.
David Michael Hahn. You two were probably didn't have a clue.
We didn't talk about Peter Marshall.
And Ted, I'm sure, wanted to. Hopefully Max
David
was
Michael
able
Hahn
to.
Was not going to be able to talk about Peter Marshall. David Michael Hahn does and did not know the lead singer of Journey. So, again, the knowledge. We just got to work it with David Michael Hahn.
Well, good luck. I hope the kid figures it out. He's a nice boy.
He is.
Did I just say he's a nice boy?
He's a wonderful boy.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. Monday, we will be back here. Let's see what we have. Joseph Duarte from the Houston Chronicle will be among our guests as we continue Big 12 football previews, talking about the Cougars. Have a good weekend. We'll see you soon.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.